morning, good afternoon. Whenever you listen to this, this is Jalen with the Mr. Pace podcast. This is episode 3 of the podcast so far. We've done an interview. We introduce what this podcast is attempting to do and the audience is trying to serve. So I've been on this introspective journey of trying to redefine and rebrand what exactly I am, who I am, and what I plan on doing. And I've come across so many different emotions, so many different thoughts when it comes to the term of rebranding. And the interesting aspect of rebranding is like, to whom are you trying to rebrand? I guess that's like the biggest question to your family members, to your coworkers, to your community. Like, who are you trying to rebrand for? And as I've sat, meditated, journaled, I really haven't found an accurate explanation or accurate conclusion on what I'm rebranding to. And I wrote something that kind of just summed up everything I've gathered between religion. So preference, before I even say this, I am a Christian. I attend Eastern Star Church. But I also study philosophy, other religions, Buddhism, Hinduism, all types of things, just to get a full encompassing education on religion as a whole. But at the end of the day, my faith is in Christianity. I believe in God, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. But, and I don't mean but as in to resent that statement, but as in there is more to it. When you talk about the psychology of man, the psychology of woman, the psychology of being a human, sometimes religion, philosophy, and psychology don't always agree with each other. And this little excerpt I wrote kind of just sums up what I was thinking. So it started off, man is a mere stranger to himself. The reflection of his truth lies in his ability to be one with reality, to disregard a need for right and wrong, self-condemnation from God, and shaking hands with the devil. All these things exist within man. To succumb to one or another is inherently right or wrong, but an exploration of the soul and its complexity. So when you look in the mirror, is it you that you really see, or a stranger? Then who determines what he or she sees? Isn't that the true meaning of life? It was a very vulnerable moment when I wrote that. And now, speaking to one of my colleagues, she was like, what does it mean to be a stranger to yourself? As human beings, we are forever growing and evolving to what our imagination allows us to be. Considering that's the only thing that limits you, right? Like, as kids, we were told that you can be anything that you put your mind to. There's nothing in this world that can hold you other than the limitations and what you put yourself to. And I agree with that, 1,000%. But as the pressures of life, the narratives of life, the movement of life, even in the education system, we really aren't allowed the freedom to imagine what we could be. They have to operate in these systems. Not saying those systems don't help you to what you want to be, lawyer, doctor, whatever the case may be, but to operate outside of those systems is a no-no. So when we do wrong or do good, who really truly determines that? Is there a moral compass? Is there a moral code? Is it the golden rule? And that just brings you back to the rebranding stage of life. Maybe chapters need to be closed. Maybe new chapters need to be open. Only you get to determine that. So as we move through this adolescent, adulthood, wherever this journey is, right? I encourage you to never be fearful of rebranding. Of course, because this is the Mr. Pages podcast, you're writing, not to be morbid, you're writing your eulogy, your legacy, with every single action, every single thought, dare to be different, no matter how cliche that sounds, which is interesting to say, right? Because those things are two opposite spectrums. So it's like, dare to be different, but to be different is to be cliche. And those things don't have to be synonymous. You can be authentic in every room, every setting, every moment of your life. And that's the biggest challenge of today's world. So that's just my little thoughts for today. A short form podcast are probably going to be the methodology when it comes to one-on-one outside of the interviews. So this, it's a method in the madness. So just follow along. But always remember, you are the author of your story. No one can tell you what's right and wrong. Of course, be moral and ethical. However, dare to be different. Dare to explore. Dare to take risk. Dare to gamble. Because all those things create a life worth living. And that's all we can really ask for when taking those last moments. Is, did we live a life worth living? Did we make an impact? Did we dare to be different? Did we achieve? The only achievement you really need is to be yourself. So, as an author of your story and an author of mine, this is Jalen with the Mr. Pages podcast. Hope you enjoyed the short form podcast that we are doing from here on out until we do have until the next interview, which is actually coming very soon. Sooner than you think. So enjoy, create, be, move, grow, fall, try it all. This is Jalen Solcer with the Miss Space podcast. Hope you have a good night, good morning, or whenever you listen to this. Till next time.